And at 7:07, we have a mostly clear sky, 7 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 29. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the check of the area's top news. Rescue crews from Marney and Atlantic, along with medevac ambulance and law enforcement, responded to a reported accident early this morning on Interstate 80 in Cass County. The crash was reported just after 4 a.m. with a person calling 911 saying there was a vehicle in the ditch and debris on the roadway. The accident happened at around the 51-mile marker eastbound. Officials later reported there were no injuries. The lone occupant of the vehicle was said to have refused treatment at the scene. Additional details are currently not available. A single vehicle accident on Interstate 29 Wednesday in Council Bluffs has resulted in the death of the driver of that vehicle. According to Council Bluffs Police, the man was partially ejected from his vehicle during a rollover accident that happened at around 4:45 p.m. on I-29 northbound, the 55-mile marker, which is located between North 35th and North 25th Street exits. Authorities say they suspect speed and alcohol may have been factors in the crash. A medical helicopter took the unidentified victim to Allegiant Creighton Health Creighton University Medical Center, where he later died. His name was being withheld pending notification of relatives. Northbound traffic on I-29 was blocked for a little more than 2 hours following the crash. Authorities in Iowa say a Union County man was charged Wednesday morning with attempted murder and going armed with intent in connection with an incident in Adams County in Corning on Tuesday evening. 32-year-old Peter Wiley of Creston was arrested by a Creston police officer following a chase and fiery crash Wednesday. Authorities have been called to the Casey store in Corning on Tuesday after a woman had reported being shot at. Upon the deputy's arrival, contact was made with the alleged victim of the shooting, who reported that Peter Wiley had shot at the vehicle she was driving and then took off in an unknown direction of travel. The information regarding Wiley was broadcast, and on Wednesday morning, a Creston police officer saw the vehicle and attempted to stop it. A short pursuit that ended with Wiley's car sliding into the ditch. As officers were approaching the vehicle and assisting Wiley from it, the car caught fire and rapidly burned. Wiley suffered burns to his hands. He was treated and then taken into custody. As a result of the chase, Wiley faces additional charges in Union County. The charges include felon in possession of a firearm, eluding, and hit and run. He was transported to the Adams County Jail, where he was held pending an initial court appearance. In addition to the Adams and Union County incidents, Peter Wiley is also suspected in a shooting incident earlier that same evening in rural Page County. His brother, 40-year-old Raymond Wiley, was dropped off at the Shenandoah Medical Center, suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Raymond Wiley was transported to an Omaha hospital, where he remains. His injuries, authorities say, did not appear to be life-threatening. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports one person was taken into custody following a rolling domestic incident on Interstate 29 Tuesday. Authorities say deputies were called to I-29 near Bartlett after they received word a female was screaming for help from a moving vehicle. An investigation after the vehicle was pulled over in the 2600 block of 310th Street near Hamburg resulted in the arrest of the passenger, 26-year-old Christopher James Wyland of Hamburg. Wyland was charged with domestic assault by strangulation, domestic assault displaying a dangerous weapon, domestic assault serious injury, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also wanted on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Wyland was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $10,300 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Tuesday of 38-year-old Christopher Harper. Harper, who's from Atlantic, was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear. He was booked into the Cass County Jail but later posted bond. And an accident in Atlantic Tuesday night in the high school parking lot caused $2,150 damage, but no one was injured. Officials say a school bus driven by Lawrence Tallman of Atlantic was westbound in the Atlantic High School parking lot attempting to make a left turn around a parked vehicle when the bus was unable to make the turn wide enough. The left rear of the bus struck the left front corner of the vehicle registered to Tracy Jacob of Atlantic. The accident happened at around 10:15 p.m. Tuesday. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Arlene M. Christensen, age 96, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Arlene Christensen will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Donald Clayton, age 86, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Donald Clayton will be held today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Anna Marie Henkelman, age 71 of Manila, died Saturday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. A massive Christian burial service for Anna Marie Henkelman will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odi Funeral Home of Manila has the arrangements. Elaine Wiedemeyer, age 95 of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Elaine Wiedemeyer will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Delabelle Deb Herbert, age 94 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Memorial services for Deb Herbert will be today at 2:30 at Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rita Briggs, age 88 of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A massive Christian burial service for Rita Briggs will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doris Wright, age 90 of Stewart, died December 4th in Des Moines. A memorial service for Doris Wright will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Jean Boffman, age 86 of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Jean Boffman will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Helen Erzinger, age 94 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Mary Erzinger will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Raymond Howard, age 82, who's formerly of Menlo, died Monday in Berryville, Arkansas. Funeral services for Raymond Howard will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Menlo United Methodist Church, with the Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.